happening, Gushy?
He's leaping! Ziggy said no, but Sam's leaping!
He can't leap. We're not ready.
Tell Sam that!
Put him on!
I can't! He's in the accelerator! Al! Al, what do I do?
Nothing. Any interference could kill him.
It's pretty rare that a leap lets me sleep. Usually, I leap in, fix whatever needs fixing, then move on to the next life. It's a never-ending battle. But sometimes I do get to rest. A little, anyway. I suppose I recharge wherever it is I go between leaps, but I always appreciate the chance to rest for real, even if it's as someone else. When I do get to sleep, I always have the same dream. Well, almost always. It's as if God, fate, whoever it is leaping me around wants me to remind myself of who I am, who I was, where I'm from. I've had the dream so many times now that it's clearer than most of my memories. What memories I can remember, anyway. All I know is that it's almost always the same. It always starts out at the project. Al's telling me about the committee. Things are going badly.
What is it, Al? What'd they say?
It's not looking good. They want to shut us down.
Al, they've always wanted to shut us down. What did the committee say this time?
They say that if we don't come up with some conclusive proof that our proposal works by the end of the week, we're done. Finito. All of our funding cut. Like the bikini strats of that girl I met down in...
Al!
Sorry.
Conclusive proof. They want... conclusive proof. We're testing brand new scientific theories here. These things take time, a week. How can they expect... What are we gonna do?
I don't know, kid. Look. Try and get some rest. You've been burning the midnight oil for the last 3 weeks straight. Start fresh tomorrow. Maybe your genius brain will work out a miracle while you sleep.
Where are you going?
Out. I need to get out of here. Get some air. Get a little... I'll see you in the morning.
After he leaves, the dream becomes increasingly vibrant. It's suddenly the night I decided to leap. I'm distracted. The pressure is getting to me. I can't sleep, can't eat, I can't concentrate, I can't do anything. I find myself wandering the halls of the project. Time. There's not enough time. I'm walking aimlessly, drifting in a cloud of thought, each one crowding and bumping into one another. What can I do? What can I do? And then, I don't remember where from, but from somewhere, the words come. The idea that would change my life, and who knows how many others.
Well, you could prove it to them and leap.
Prove it to them. Yes. Yes, of course. That's what I have to do. I have to leap. I have to leap.
Gushy and Verbena do their best to stop me, but they don't understand. Just as they didn't the first time.
I hear their voices outside the accelerator chamber door.
Dr. Beckett! Stop! You could be killed! Dr. Beckett!
The room fills with smoke. And I'm excited and terrified. All at the same time. Strange thoughts start to fill my mind.
What am I doing? How can this possibly be right? This is dangerous. This is stupid.
No. I have to do this. This is my dream. I've worked so hard. We've all worked so hard. I feel the leak come, and it's like the floor is dropping away from under me. I'm floating, lost, in an electric haze. There's nothing to hear, nothing to see, nothing to feel. Everything is uncertain.
Try and
get some rest. I can't remember anything.
You've been burning the midnight oil for the last 3 weeks straight.
Al?
Al?
I also feel as though I've left someone behind. Someone terribly important. Someone I love. But I can't remember who they are.
Who am I?
Who am I?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I? Sam, it's the year 1975.
Who am I?
Who am I? Who am I?
It's the year 1959.
Who am I?
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I have to remind myself of who I am. That makes the floating feeling go away. I just keep repeating to myself who I am. I can't ever forget that. I just can't. Without that, I'm no one. Without that, I may as well be whoever I've leapt into.
My name is Sam. Sam Beckett. I created Project Quantum Leap. I am Sam.
Sometimes that's when I wake up. Other times, that's when the dream gets interesting. I'm home. It's almost as if I can believe enough and remind myself strongly enough, I'll suddenly be back. Wasn't there a movie like that once? Just close your eyes and say it 3 times. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. In the dream, I am home. Elkridge. I see Tom and Mom and Katie and Dad. We're having Thanksgiving dinner. The candles are lit and we're all wearing our best clothes. We're sitting around the table. Mom set up a feast. Tom and Dad are alive. Everyone's laughing and talking. We're happy. Or at least I think we're happy. And before I know it, I have to go. It's not fair. It's not fair.
It's not fair, Al. I mean, come on. It's not fair.
Well, I think it's damn fair.
What?
I'd give anything to see my father and my sister for a few days. To be able to talk with them again. Laugh with them. Tell them how much I love them. I'd give anything to have what you have, Sam. Anything.
Al tries to make me feel better, but I can't help it. I want to stay. I want to quit.
I know it hurts, Sam, but you did the right thing.
I always do the right thing. And where does it get me? I mean, why can I save strangers and not the people I love? Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to do it. You hear that? Whoever you are, wherever you are, I'm not doing it anymore! I quit! I quit.
I quit. I quit. I quit. But I can't quit, can I? I'm still here, leaping around, putting right what once went wrong. Sometimes, instead of going home to Elkridge, the dream brings me back to the project, back to my own time. But even there, I don't stay long. I don't remember why.
How will you get back?
Use the retrieval program.
It didn't work the first time you leaped.
I've updated it.
Ziggy, what are the odds of retrieving Dr. Beckett?
9.6%.
And there's a woman. I'm not sure who she is, but she loves me and wants me to stay. I love her too, but for some reason I have to go. There's something I have to do.
It just isn't fair, Sam. It just isn't fair.
I know. But I make her a promise. Maybe it's as much a promise for me as it is for her. But it's a promise.
Please don't leave me again. I don't think I could stand it if you left me again. Go.
What?
Go.
I'll be back. I swear to God, I'll be back.
Sam, I love you.
I love you too.
When I have this dream, it's as if my Swiss cheese memory is toying with me. It's gotten to the point that I've begun to wonder just how much of it is a dream, and how much really happened. When I start to think that way, the dream likes to throw me for a loop.
You've done a lot of good, Sam Beckett, and you can do a lot more.
I don't want to do more. I want to go home.
Sam, you will only do this as long as you want to.
Are you saying I can leap home anytime I want?
Technically, yes.
What's the catch?
The catch is that you have to accept that you control your own destiny. Where would you like to go, Sam?
Home. I'd like to go home. I'd like to go home.
I want to go home. I've never told Al about this dream. He'd think I was losing it. That leaping around has finally gotten the best of me. But for me, it gives me hope. So many times in leaping, I've had to rely on my gut. My gut tells me that there's something to this dream. There just has to be. After all, didn't Project Quantum Leap start out as just a dream? All I have to do is keep hoping and dreaming and reminding myself of who I am. I am Sam Beckett. One day, I will go home.